Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. California no longer requires that people wear masks in healthcare settings after the state officially changed its COVID guidance today. KQED's Kevin Stark reports that some state nursing groups disagree with this decision.
Catherine Kennedy has been a registered nurse for 43 years.
I was just in the hospital this morning and I was told, you don't need to wear your mask, Kathy. And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm going to wear my mask.
She works in an intensive care unit at Kaiser Roseville for newborn children.
Babies can't protect themselves. And as a healthcare worker and an RN, this pandemic's not over.
California still recommends that people wear masks at hospitals, and some local health departments and hospitals may still require it. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
Stanford graduate students rallied on campus today to launch their bid to unionize. KQED's Rachel Miro reports.
Graduate workers packed White Plaza, collecting signed cards calling for membership in a union that can officially negotiate on their behalf. Doctoral candidate Tom Liu told the boisterous crowd Stanford needs to deliver better wages, housing, and health care.
We conduct the research. We teach the classes. We run this university. And it's about time we started acting like it.
There's been a surge in campus organizing nationwide, including all 10 UCs. In a statement, a Stanford spokesman wrote the university has expanded supplemental needs-based support, but that, quote, we believe our relationship with graduate students is first and foremost an educational one. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.